From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you. Now, I'm glad you picked up on this, Andrew, because it seemed an odd thing to do. It's not unheard of, but when you're new to a job and you're the boss of the company and you've got shares within that company to unload them, a lot of people would go, why would you do that?
Yeah. We're talking about A2 here, talking about A2 Milk. And for people not familiar with the company, it has been one of our share market real high performers. I mean, company just under $8 billion worth of market capitalization, share price up over 90% over the last 12 months. And look, they produce the cow's milk and milk products that are free of a protein called A1. It makes it easier to digest, and their infant milk formula products have been in huge demand. And there's a great deal of interest yesterday, Mike, in how the company's share price would perform, because we've had this rather surprising news that the new CEO has sold all of her shares in the company. This is Jane Hrdlicka, and it's certainly not uncommon for senior executives to sell shares from time to time, but the circumstances here, I think, are what makes this a little bit more notable. Firstly, the CEO is extremely new in her job. I mean, she's only been there for 2 months. Mm. It was disclosed in a filing on September 22nd that she'd sold 357,000 shares, reducing her current stake in the company to zero. Yeah, Mike, zero. I mean, she raised $4.4 million in these two transactions. Now, she apparently has been very positive in the company's prospects when she's had meetings recently with institutional shareholders. And clearly she had a good reason to sell, but we don't know exactly what those reasons are. But from an external point of view, the mechanism that's been used to fulfill those obligations just isn't sending a great message to shareholders out. And the key thing, Mike, 2 months. She's only been in the company for 2 months. And that's highly unusual. And the real issue, I suppose, Mike, too, is that there is some uncertainty over changes to the e-commerce regulations that come into effect at the beginning of next year with regards to their products going into China. So if there is any negative news, or if there is any negative impact, I think that it's definitely going to shine a very interesting light on these transactions, particularly as the CFO has been selling shares as well. So share price down 5% yesterday. And investors, I think, are just a little bit uncomfortable with these transactions.
Not surprised, $450 million worth of loss. Now, Tilray, a lot of talk around not just Tilray, but the marijuana business in general. And is this like the Bitcoin of dope? Is this what's happening with the old share price?
Yeah, well, you don't want to get too high on something sometimes, do you, Mike? I mean, let's talk cannabis at the same time the students are getting their bongs confiscated in Christchurch. This market is really smoking in Canada. I mean, look, Tilray is a Canadian full-service marijuana company. And for context here, Canada will fully legalize recreational cannabis on October the 17th. Tilray was listed on the NASDAQ in the US in July at $17 a share. Now, you probably haven't heard of a company called Canopy or Aurora Cannabis either, but they're all multi-billion dollar dope companies. But for Tilray, it's been a wild and heady rise since listing, Mike. I mean, it was listed at $17. Last week, the share price hit $300. So investors were clearly very high on the prospects for Tilray, but that euphoric feeling has been short-lived. The share price closed on Friday at $123, down a staggering $53 in trading on Friday, a 30% fall. And I'm just looking at the trading at the moment, and the bubble continues to pop for these guys. Share price down $21 at the moment. And there has been a real frenzy in the space, though, Mike, as people are trying to get access to what's considered to be possibly a whole new market. I mean, Coca-Cola is monitoring this industry. They're interested in drinks infused with CBD. Now, I'm no dope expert, Mike, but I think that's the non-psychoactive ingredient of marijuana that affects the pain but doesn't get you high. And Coca-Cola's been talking to Aurora Cannabis. Look, this sector just looks to me like it's all going to be take a little while to settle down. But could you put it in coffee? Do you think you could put that CBD on coffee? You could have a flat dopey or something.
Give me some. I hope you didn't work too hard on that humour.
Mate, I worked all morning on that whole thing.
I can tell. Give me the numbers.
The Dow Jones struggling a little bit this morning, down 175. 26,568, or down 0.66%. The S&P 500, 2,917, they were down 12. NASDAQ, relatively unchanged, 7,985. FTSE 100, 7458, Atlas 32 yesterday. The Nikkei up 195. There are a number of markets in Asia were closed yesterday. The Nikkei 23,869. The Nikkei was trading, but a few other markets closed. Shanghai Composite 2797 up 68. The ASX 200, they lost 8 yesterday, closing at 618.6. We lost 38 points, about 0.4% on the NZX 59,337. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker this morning, Mike, 6.6647 against the US, 0.9157 Aussie, 0.5652 euro, 0.5066 pounds, 74.95 yen. Gold trading just under $1,200, $1,199. And we might talk about oil tomorrow morning because Brent crude market, $81.
Yep.
$81.
All right, mate, you have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.